It's Christmas. No snow, but that's all right, I think, with most of us. Maybe not all. Can't believe this is my 27th Christmas at St. Pius. Some of you weren't very old when I first came. We all love tonight's gospel from St. Luke, the great gospel story of a powerful, transcendent moment in our history. A moment that's still alive today as we celebrate Christmas after over 2,000 years. God loves us so much that he became one of us, a baby, the human Jesus. I think that's maybe why we like the snow, because it brings a powerful silence over the land when we look out at it. But it's this mystery that does it for us tonight. And we love our favorite Christmas hymn. I'm sure we'll sing it, Silent Night. Silence is wonderful on this night. We begin our liturgy tonight with another powerful song, O Come All Ye Faithful. And we're all faithful. Whatever our religious differences, whatever our different experiences of faith and love, we are here, and we are all welcome, and we all belong. As they say, we show up. We are faithful. In awe and silence and song, we are family. That's a really big Christmas word. Christmas is about the experience of family, but more particularly, the experience of Jesus in family. The first family we think about, of course, is in tonight's gospel, the family of Mary and Joseph, simple peasants from Nazareth, who both said yes to God's call to provide a home for the Son of God. I'm not sure we're singing it tonight, maybe we already did, but another song we love is, O Little Town of Bethlehem. We also reflect on another family, the family of our birth, a family of our common blood and flesh, our primary experience, our unique experience of Jesus the Christ in family. Perhaps we are blessed to be with some of our family here tonight. There's one thing about family. If we possibly can, we show up. And over the years, we deepen and enlarge that family. We extend it to an ever larger human family, a family with people in it that have become part of our family. Maybe some of you here are very close to people, or maybe they're people all over the country, all over the world, that you really say, they're family to me now. We celebrate family, we tell Christmas stories, and lots of other things that make us family. Family is a big Christmas word. We establish and reestablish family traditions. One of the traditions in my family, my mother could flat out play the piano. She played by ear, she had a seat where she had all her sheet music, but she never used it. And one of the things we did as a family until she died 31 years ago is we sang every single Christmas carol and then a bunch of other ones. And maybe we had a beer or two. I can't remember that, but I think we did. That was our Christmas. A widow who was raising 7 children gradually added to that family, and we sang the same songs we're singing tonight. A family gathering on a journey, though, such as it is, also faces challenges. These challenges remind us of the cross of Jesus, that it's through the cross that we find deeper life, and so therefore deeper family. One of the crosses, I think, in family is some of the beginnings of the first separations, at least for a while. I remember I was the oldest, and I got appointed to the seminary to go to Rome. I was pretty excited. I didn't care about my little brothers and sisters much. There were still plenty of them left for Mom. And I just went. And I was so excited to see Rome and see guys from all over and to build a new family. And I remember having Christmas Mass in the seminary in Rome, going to St. Peter's. And then I remember going up to my room, and I thought, man, where's my family? They were there, but it was not that first family. And I remembered a song. There's no place like Rome for the holidays. But I came back after 4 years. I never came home. I never phoned home. So all my little sisters and brothers grew up. So we were separate, but coming back together was profound, as we all had become young adults. Sometimes we're estranged in family. We don't get along with one or the other ones for a while. That's really tough. Sometimes it's just unspoken, but it's just there. Maybe that's true in your family. But then there's usually, because we're family, because of the presence of Jesus, I hope, reconciliation. Maybe we never talk out the confession and the reconciliation, just like maybe we don't in our spiritual life. But somehow we're back together. And when we get back together, those relationships are deeper and deeper and deeper. We are deeply back together. Perhaps this year, we're dealing with another big issue in family, and that's grieving. We have lost somebody very close. It feels so different to not have that person there. Maybe it's recently, or maybe it's a long time ago. It's hard. But in time, our grief gradually grows into healing and grows into a deeper union with family and a community, because that memory is incorporated and there are new members of family usually, and we expand. My mother was a widow for 40 years. She had an incredible family after my dad died. Her funeral was full of people that she'd met in the last 8 or 10 years. We all do that. We expand our family. This year we have a family story, kind of like that, very much like that. I have a niece who was born blind. She could see a little bit early on, but basically she was blind. And she battled her way through education, ended up getting a degree, and she met a man who was also blind, and I had their wedding. Talk about a tearjerker. But the two of them got married, and there were two dogs. And it had never occurred to me before, but those dogs got to get along too. Talk about a blended marriage. And they did, and there were new dogs. But anyway, this year, this fall, her husband Phil died after about 20 years of marriage. She's now alone up in the Twin Cities, but she's tough. She's learned a lot. And one of the things she learned is to play the piano. She's an excellent musician, a bit like her grandmother. And she made a tape and sent it to all of us, you know, several years ago. And when I get home tonight, I'm going to put that tape in and listen to all those Christmas songs from my niece, who's now, I think, 47, sounding like grandma, who played the same way. There's a great continuity despite the losses, and she'll be all right. And one of the things that happens then, I couldn't go up to the funeral, and it was a powerful, the University of Minnesota, he worked at the University of Minnesota, powerful celebration of the mystery of life. My sisters, of course, went up, and my nieces, or her sisters. But one of the things it sparked in me was, you know, I could do better with her. So I started texting her. You know, I'm getting really with it. And I wrote cards to her. I found out that somebody comes in and reads for her. It's some kind of service. And of course, she can get it, her computer translates in the Braille, which she can read. So just the last few months, I thought, you know, it's about time you connected with her better. And I'm betting a lot of people have. And I'm betting she's growing up there, expanding her family, tough as it is. This Christmas can't be too good for her. In family, we know, we believe, we experience each year an old and new birth in Jesus, a new Christmas. Families, you know, are really sacraments. And thirdly, then maybe, we most profoundly build on our human family and human experience, just as Jesus did, starting out in Nazareth. And we celebrate our family of faith, which is born in baptism into Jesus Christ. And we show up. We've shown up tonight here, a Christian family, with very different faith experiences, perhaps, some of us in different presentations of Christian faith and love. But we show up as faithful people. Not a one of us is not welcome or doesn't belong, with the present elements of family, of faith, of rituals, of practices, of beliefs. And we participate with this baptismal family in this year of our Lord, 2019. The peace and the joy of Christmas Mass. And we sing with the angels another song. Glory to God in the highest. It's right in the book here. In fact, we sing that every Sunday, don't we? Glory to, we had kind of a bumpy one there this year, a little syncopation. We were trying to hang in there. But the choir, the angels, sang for us tonight, as they do so often. And so, as we go forth, full-throated, we share the sacrament of family Christmas and that experience, having been in communion with one another and singing Silent Night. We go forth singing Joy to the World, another powerful Christmas hymn that we love. Right afterwards, we get out there in the gathering space and we immediately get into conversations, expressions of friendship and love of this church, influenced by whatever might be our family experience of Christians here tonight, a unique experience. There will never be this community together again. And perhaps in person or on the phone or through technology, certainly by reflection, we connect with all those family members, both in that extended family and our immediate family, over these next few days. In a powerful, transcendent moment of silence, we again realize our family is a sacrament of Jesus. Tonight we experience that in small ways and in large ways. And renewed in the presence of Jesus tonight, we go forth, having experienced his flesh and blood in our family, in the Eucharist. So we say to one another, Merry Christmas. And may we always be blessed each year and this year by the presence of the Savior in the year 2020. The church has experienced 2,020 years of Christmas. I'm only at 27 here, and it's going to be 80 next year for birthdays. We are the family of Jesus. This is the sacrament, this family we experience.